Child care and pediatric health are highly scrutinized topics worldwide. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Lucy Theroux, assistant professor of global health at Stanford University, has narrowed her scope and focuses directly on some specific issues affecting children on Pemba Island, a small isle off the coast of Tanzania.
Sub-Saharan Africa has been described as one of the most dangerous places in the world for an infant to be born in, and it has one of the highest rates of mortality in the world. In Tanzania, in Africa, 22 out of 1,000 babies will die before they're 28 days of age. This is more than 5 times the rate of newborn mortality in the United States. In a research project in Pemba Island in Tanzania, I interviewed 38 mothers of newborns using anthropological methods, and the objective of my study was to describe the behaviors that mothers undertake to protect their newborns from early death. The results of the study show that, overall, mothers perceive childbirth as a dangerous event. However, they're reluctant to use hospital facilities for childbirth as the hospitals are very poorly equipped. Mothers prefer to give birth at home with the help of traditional birth attendants, and the mothers perceive their newborns as particularly vulnerable from various forces, including bad human intent and evil spirits. For this reason, mothers care for their newborns in both spiritual and biomedical ways. Spiritual ways of protecting the newborn include burying the placenta after delivery, calling the baby to prayer within a few hours of delivery, and applying black soot on the newborn's face to protect the baby from evil human intentions. In addition, mothers engage in biomedical behaviors such as immunizing their newborns and using clean delivery kits. Overall, the results of this study indicate the fatalism and the lack of belief in biomedical ways of protecting newborns from disease and death in Pemba Island.
That was Lucy Theroux of Stanford University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.